Good morning. Good morning, everyone, or whatever time you're listening to this. I am so excited. I have a fabulous guest for you guys today. This is Heather Riggs. She is the founder of Her Style and host of Her Style podcast. She is a 16-year certified image consultant and color specialist, and she helps ambitious women buy less, shop smarter, and build wardrobes they love. Can I get an amen? And we are going to dive into all the things today. I think this is so important to be able to share why this really matters. And so we're going to dig into all the tips, tools, and the why behind this. So Heather, thank you so much for being here.
Oh, Samantha, thank you for having me. I love that you wanted to bring this dialogue onto your show because I think it's different from what you normally talk about, right? With fitness and health and all the things. And it is so important. So thank you so much for having me. I'm excited.
Ooh, you are so welcome. Oh my gosh. Yes. I was like, because this is actually one of those things that's been on my mind a little bit because I have certain things that I do for clothes wise, for style wise, and things that help me, but it's obviously not. Yeah. Most people are like, well, tell me the health things or whatever, but I'm like, but this matters because if I'm not comfortable in the clothes that I'm wearing to even show up at the gym or to go get my best run in, well, then that's, you just want to sit on the couch and do nothing or just for life. So yes. Okay. So I would love to start. Tell the audience, tell everyone a little about you, like who is Heather? And then I would love from there for you to like share your story. Like, how did you even get to being this image style color consultant?
Yeah, thank you so much. And you gave me a great intro already and kind of shared my little mini bio. But I think first and foremost, I'm a mom, I'm a wife. I'm a woman who juggles all the things. So I know the stress that can come with wanting to be healthy and find time to work out and also run a business and show up looking like I have it all together, even though sometimes I feel like a hot mess, right? I think we all can be that way. But I have loved fashion since I was a little girl. I don't know if you remember like the paper dolls and the fashion plates from, I'm an 80s child. So all of the fashion stuff, like I was obsessed with Barbies, everything. And it carried in through adulthood. And I decided that I wanted to go to college to be a costume designer. So I actually started in a fashion design program. And I realized very quickly that I wasn't going to make it because I didn't know how to sew at all. And I was failing my sewing classes. And I know that sounds really silly and basic, but it was so hard for me. And I was like, this is maybe not my forte. So I kind of regrouped, I switched and started doing fashion design and merchandising and thinking maybe I'll go more in the business end. Most girls that want to be, you know, a fashion merchandising major want to be a buyer. And that's a lot of numbers and math and spreadsheets, and it's not as glamorous as it sounds. So I really didn't know what I was going to do with my degree, but I knew I loved fashion. I wanted to work in the industry. And my mom actually came across an article in a magazine or somewhere about an image consultant. And she sent it to me right away. And she was like, Heather, this sounds right up your alley. I think you need to consider this. And so I looked into it and I was like, oh, you're right. So mothers know best, right? And as soon as I found out that that was a thing, I was like, that's it. That's what I'm supposed to be doing. So I went to the London Image Institute for my first certification. And from there, I really fell in love with the concept of color analysis and helping women discover their best colors. That was so interesting to me. And I feel like that's probably my natural specialization. Like that's the thing that I feel most gifted to do for women. So I took more classes on that at FIT and with Color Designers International and launched my business. And I've been so excited to work with tons of women on not only discovering their best colors, but building wardrobes they love. And for me, it's all about helping them to embrace their confidence, to fall in love with their bodies and the way they can show up right now. Because so often, and you probably see this a lot in your work, Samantha, too, is, you know, we feel like we have to wait for something, right? We need the better body, the bigger budget, all of those things. And that is so not true. Like you can show up and look amazing and feel your best today. So that's what I'm on a mission to do for women. And then a couple years ago, during like the COVID pandemic and my son being really small and at home, I decided to take my business virtually. So I basically restructured all my services, and now I can work with women anywhere in the world, which has been really incredible too.
Okay, so good. Lots in there. Love that. I love hearing the full story and background to get where you are. And just that piece, like, about your mom, finding, falling upon this image consultant idea. She then called you. I mean, she's your mother. Of course, she's going to call you. And she's like, yes, this is for you. And yeah. But that was it. Like, it was that one moment, that one thing that now has led you on this incredible career path, and not just career, but purpose of like helping women to find their colors and find their style in so many different ways. And I just wanted to like shout that out, because I think so many times, like, whether wherever people are, if it's their health, their fitness, their style, their life, like career goals, it's like, they're like thinking, I need to find the one. And it's like a tight grip thing of like, or what do I do next? Or a lot of people had to pivot in COVID, or might be pivoting as mamas, or wherever mm-hmm. they're at in their career and life. And I just like love that it's like, there's magic. That just made me think of like, there's magic out there that like, we don't even know when like that download might come of like, your sister's brother's friends, or you read it in an article, or you hear it on a podcast, and you're like, oh, that could be my thing. Like, so just that alone, I wanted to be like, y'all, there's like magic out there. Like, don't be so like closed or like tight gripped about anything that like, it might just be one thing you need to hear or see that can change your life.
Yeah, 100%. And I will just add on to that too, that I think, I don't believe in coincidences, right? I think that was how it was all meant to play out. But also, all the experiences that we have build into that, right? So even if you kind of find yourself on a path that you weren't expecting, I think we're always equipped for what we need to take it on at the time that we're meant for it. So I don't know. I'm with you. I think leaving space for possibility, for magic, and then just trusting that everything's unfolding just as it's meant to.
Oh, that's like the perfect way. I would like, we probably didn't even mean to start that way, but I love that, because it's like, this is a space now filled with possibility. And just to say like, even like, everything is all meant for us the way it is. That probably never even would have happened if you didn't do the steps before that. That felt wonky and messy and weird. But that is, we have to all go through our messy to get to the end.
Yeah. Sometimes we have to figure out the things we're not meant for before we can find the things that we are. So.
Yes. Ooh, okay. That might even come in later here. So, okay. So with sharing that, so tell us then, like, why do our colors matter? Like, this is, you're so good at this. You have discovered and gone down the whole like colors. So why do they matter? Tell us a little bit about that and colors.
Yeah, I think this is an area of wardrobe and style that we so easily neglect, right? Because we're thinking about, okay, what silhouettes are trending right now? And what is everybody else wearing? And we're not thinking about bringing our best to the forefront all the time. And it's interesting because studies have shown that 62 to 90% of someone's initial reaction or response to a person, a product, an environment is based on color alone. And that is insane. Like, when you think about how quickly we're making snap judgments these days, right? We're being attacked with so much information so quickly, our minds have to process things. So even if it's not at a conscious level, your brain is making judgments about things based on the colors that you see. There's so much power to understanding color psychology and how you can not only bring out, you know, your personal coloring through the clothing that you choose. So I'm all about that. I'm about, you know, choosing colors that harmonize with your personal features, that reflect your personality, because we're always telling people a story about ourselves in the way that we get dressed and show up in the world. So it's kind of bringing all of that together, but also being empowered with the information of, okay, I'm going for a job interview today. I want to look powerful and trustworthy and authoritative and approachable. So what colors can I wear to reflect that? Like, there's so many little tricks that I can teach you to, you know, create the right message and mood that you want for all the different things in your life. So it's way more powerful than I think most people realize or give it credit.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing to hear that statistic. And it's probably something subconsciously, like we don't necessarily know, or consciously that we don't know, but it's happening all the time. Mm-hmm. So I would love, just on the colors even, just to start there, like, what are some tips or tools you could share that could help somebody right now, like to be able to be like, okay, these are colors that can start to work for me. Like, how do they start to find that? What would you say?
Yeah, well, so the first thing you want to do is kind of figure out what your overall color temperature is. So what I mean by that is whether you look best in warm, neutral, or cool colors. And when I say neutrals, I don't necessarily mean like tan and gray, all the colors that you see in capsule wardrobes and things like that. I just mean colors that kind of bridge the gap between warm yellow or red-based hues or cool blue-based hues. So every color has a basic temperature. That's one key thing that you want to figure out. An easy way to do that, obviously, look at whether you have, you know, cool pink skin tones or more of like a deep, warm, golden skin tone. Like there's five different skin tone types. If you want, we could talk more about those, but that's one thing to figure out. Also your hair color. Your hair might be warm, neutral, or cool, and that often pulls women in one direction or another. So that's something to consider. But you can also look at like, what jewelry are you naturally gravitated towards? Do you like cool silver-based jewelry? Does that feel most at home and natural for you? Do you prefer neutral rose gold jewelry? Maybe you have more neutral coloring, or do you prefer like warm brassy golds and bronzes and things like that? So think about what jewelry you tend to gravitate towards. That can give you a good indication. I will also say, I think most people have a better innate sense of color than they give themselves credit for. So mm-hmm. you probably are drawn to colors that look good on you. Also pay attention to the ones that you get compliments on when you wear. That's a good indicator that it is a nice color for you, that you could add more of that into your wardrobe. But there are some good basics that I recommend that you start with. Number one is your eye color. If you don't already have clothing in your eye color in your wardrobe, that is a must for me. I think that's something you should try to go look for right away. Your eye color is going to naturally look fantastic on you because it was designed for you. So you don't have to think about that one too much. And that is a color that is going to give you more of that trustworthiness, credibility, approachability that we talked about. So I love wearing my eye color. If I'm going on a first meeting with someone, I'm wearing my eye color today, if you can't tell. So
yes.
Yeah, so that's a really powerful one, and it's easy, right? You can just clearly see what your eye color is. If you wear it close to your face, it's going to help bring the focus back to your eyes. So it's great for anytime you want to have really good communication with someone, maintain good eye contact. So it's also great for dates, right? If you want to get people to kind of open up to you on a date and make a good impression, hands down, wear your eye color. Also, your natural blush color is a really powerful one. It can make you look more attractive and approachable. For women, it makes you look more feminine. And for men, surprisingly, wearing your blush color, like your natural blush color, and you can figure that out if you go for a run and your cheeks get a little bit flushed, or after you step out of a hot shower, you can kind of see more of your natural blush color come through. But for men, that also makes them look more masculine. So it works both ways. I don't know if you remember, like pink was a huge trend for men. I don't know, maybe 20 years ago. And that's really where it came from, because they found that pinks and reds are what people find most attractive. So your best red is really powerful to wear. That's a trickier one that I'd be more happy to help you figure out what your best red is. But there's lots of cool things like that that you can just take from your own personal coloring and make work. Your hair color. If you wear something connected to your hair color, it's going to give you a really grounded and down-to-earth effect. So I love wearing my hair color in shoes, belts, handbags, things like that, that are kind of more of those staple pieces to give my outfit a grounded look. So that's just a few things to get started with.
Oh my gosh, those are phenomenal. I feel like those are so simple and doable, like you said, like quite literally our hair, our eyes, like our blush, like those are things we don't have to do any, you know, research on Google or like whatever. And then too, even just like, just that check-in of like, well, what colors am I naturally drawn to? The jewelry piece. There were so many just like really tangible pieces there. I love that. And all of it came to me too, was just about being you. This is like your color and I'm sure your style. It's like, it's about being you. It's not like we have to be somebody who's very professional and we are like, you know, your boss, what they wear or something, or what we think of as professional, what society says is how you have to wear this. It's like, no, this is actually all about you and like allowing that to come out and show.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. And I, you know, being in the industry, I do pay attention to trends and things like that, but that does not drive my business or my recommendations for people. I'm all about just bringing out your best, what you naturally have going for you, figuring out how to highlight your favorite features and work with what you have. And, you know, like you said, it's not about dressing like someone else or trying to fit in somewhere. It's about, number one, being consistent in how you're showing up because you are telling a story about who you are. And I think there's so much power in getting really clear on what do I want people to know about me? You know, how can I use my style in a way to communicate in just an instant who I am, what I'm about, you know, what I put forward in terms of like my best features and even my personality. I think it all really comes together. So it's not just, you know, even your colors, but also making sure that your outfits and your wardrobe aligns with your personality, your preferences, and how you want to be seen. There's so much more power to that. And you will get way more longevity out of your wardrobe than just chasing trends or trying to fit in with what everybody else is doing.
Oh my gosh. Yes. Okay. From there then, so how, let's dive into the style part maybe a little bit more than the overall part of it, of like this story, like who we want to tell the world we are with our style. So how do you help people, or like what's maybe the first step there of how we can start to own that? Like, who are we and how do we want to then create our style from that place?
Yeah, if we're looking at just style as a first step, and that is the first step, because I do believe that your personal style is really the foundation of everything. Once you figure out what your core signature look is, that's going to shape which colors you're gravitating towards and which silhouettes you want to embrace in your wardrobe. So that is a perfect place to start. I actually put together a free personal style quiz to take out all the guesswork. So that incorporates not just your preferences. Usually when people are trying to figure out, okay, what's my style? They're just thinking about what they like visually, what types of outfits they're drawn to. But there's so much more that you want to consider. It's bringing it holistically together. So you've got to think about not only what are your visual preferences, but what is your personality? What is your lifestyle? Do you have a need for, you know, elegant, high fashion looks? Or are you someone who's carting the kids to and from school and running to the gym and doing more natural, like effortless things in your life, then you probably need a more down to earth kind of look. So the quiz is really all encompassing to factor in so many different pieces of who you are to bring it all together. So I would recommend starting with that quiz. That will give you your top three results. There's really seven key personal styles. And what I love to do from there is once you know, okay, my top three results, then you get to create your own unique blend of those to make them work for you. And that's something you can revisit every season or if you go through a major life change. I know for me, my style changed a lot after becoming a mom. I used to love really dramatic, elegant looks. And now I'm kind of the woman I described, right? I'm like running around with a messy 5-year-old son. So I need a lot more natural, easy to wear elements in my wardrobe these days. So it's just being adaptable and revisiting it when you feel like there's something off in your wardrobe. Maybe come back to that, take it again, see what's shifted, and just adapt your wardrobe as needed.
Oof. Okay. First of all, I love that. Y'all just, that's your starting point, is like, go take the quiz. You can tell already, like, Heather is a simple, like, you know, it's not getting complicated with things here. Take the quiz. It's going to be like super simple and easy to do.
It's less than 5 minutes. It's so quick. It's not like comprehensive thing.
Right. And then you get these like spit out to like start from. And I love what you said there, because I actually made a note. I wanted to talk about that today too, was like revisiting, you know, what you can use this again and again, essentially, and like revisiting this or your style when you're in a new season, when you have a big life change. I think this is something I've generally done a pretty good job at overall. And especially now in business, like I always say, there was like Samantha 1.0, there was 2.03, and now I'm on Samantha 4.0. And a lot of things in life reflect that, but like my style, if you look at my last photo shoots from all through the years, I'm different from even before I started my business, right? Like I'm a different woman and I have a different style to myself in those. And I tend to embrace that. Maybe wasn't always so natural, but I think that's one thing I see is like, you know, people have the same dang wardrobes from like the last 10 years and even in health and fitness where they're like, well, when I was X pounds and this weight. And like, so they have all this stockpile of like all the different clothes and outfits. And they, and listen, I have Lululemon in my closet. Like that was expensive stuff, you know, and that stuff, certain sizes don't fit me anymore. And I think so many people get tied to the like, well, either one, it'll fit again, or like just not accepting to like actually revisit the woman or man, the person I am today is different. And it is okay to like cut the cord from whoever you've been, wherever you've been, whatever look and style you've had to embrace and adapt. So like in that way, I'm curious, how do you help your clients? What could help people to be like, regardless of all the money they've spent or all the sizes they have, or the one day that could maybe happen, which you probably don't want to wear that pair of jeans anyway, right? Like what will help people to let go and to allow the adaptability?
Well, that is a hard thing. When you've invested a lot in what you already have and you find that it's no longer working for you, it's okay to feel a little disappointed or frustrated with that. Like that is totally natural. It's hard to let things go when you know that you paid good money for it and maybe you still really like it. It's just not working for your body or this season of your life. But I think it's important to remember that you already spent that money. And keeping those clothes just taking up space in your wardrobe and being unworn is not giving you that money back. So I think it's really helpful to clear out the things that are no longer working for you for whatever reason, whether it doesn't fit anymore, whether it's just not practical for what you have on your calendar. Give those clothes to another home. Like give them away to someone who can actually utilize them so they're not just sitting in the closet reminding you of what your life once was, right? It's time to embrace what is, and I want you to feel your best today. So I know it's easy to say, okay, well, maybe I'll fit into it again one day. And if you have pieces that are in your best colors and that you absolutely love, maybe keep a small collection of those and put them away somewhere. Like put them away in storage so they're not taunting you every day and taking up, you know, ample real estate in your closet. I think, you know, to your point, there's a couple reasons why we find ourselves sort of standing in front of a closet full of clothes with nothing to wear. There's two main reasons for that. One is, as you said, your life has evolved, but your wardrobe hasn't, and you're going to find a mismatch. And then it's going to be really frustrating for you when you go to get dressed in the morning because some things don't fit. Some things aren't really your style or your taste anymore. So it is important when you go through major life changes or even sometimes small life changes or just if your tastes are maturing and things like that, you do want to revisit what's in your wardrobe. So I think it's really helpful to do a closet audit twice a year, at least. I mean, I do kind of mini ones at the start of each season just to get really clear on what I need or what I might want to add in. But it's helpful if you keep on top of it. So I would do two a year just so you're always staying on top of, does my wardrobe actually reflect what I need for the activities on my calendar and the way that I want to show up? And then I think the other reason that we find ourselves in that predicament is because we've just been shopping on impulse instead of with intention. And then that's when we end up with a whole bunch of stuff that doesn't work well together, that we have a hard time pairing up, or maybe we have, you know, 15 blue cocktail dresses and then not the things that we need for actually like taking the kids to school or going to the gym. So sometimes it's hard if we are getting distracted by all the pretty shiny objects that we just want and not thinking about, okay, that's great, but what do I actually need to get dressed today and show up at my best?
Okay, I love that. And I want to go to that with the intention there. I just really like, I heard there too, within those two things, like embrace what is and I know, like I can remember, like, listen, some of those crops that I used to rock, like they're just not my style anymore, but I'm embracing what is now to be like, okay, it's it's okay. They looked good on me then. Something else looks good on me now. And that is it though. Like you've said that over and over. And I think that that principle is kind of like the North Star, to feel your best now. We are living here and now, today. And as beautiful and as amazing and whatever money and all the things, it's like, but don't you want to feel good now? And for your kids now and your life now and your, you know, partner now, all those things, it's like, we want to be feeling good now. So, oh, I just love that about you and your principles. Okay. And so let's go on that too. You said impulse without intention. So how can we be more intentional with our shopping, with our style? Like what does that look like? How can we be a little more intentional?
There's really a few keys to that. Kind of my method and how I take women through the process of building a wardrobe they love is starting with what I call the foundations of style. That is, first and foremost, dialing in your signature look, which, you know, we talked about, start with the free quiz. There's more steps that will walk you through then afterwards, what to do with that information. But knowing what you want your personal style to really look and feel like is the first step. Then the second thing is figuring out what flatters your figure, how you can start highlighting your best features and which fabrics and prints and silhouettes are, you know, going to look best on you, and really getting clear and taking the time to do some homework in that area. And then the third piece is discovering your best colors, which you can do by getting a personal color palette, or, you know, just some of the tips that we already shared, figuring out your overall color temperature and whether you look better in more saturated and vibrant colors or things that are a little bit softer, more muted, warm, earthy tones, things like that. So those are really the key three foundations. From there, then you can do a more effective closet audit. You can evaluate what you have in your existing wardrobe to those standards now, because now you know, okay, this is what I clearly want my style to be. Does this piece in my wardrobe line up with that? Yes, fantastic. That's one you want to hold on to. If it doesn't, okay, maybe it's time to let that go, or just put it to the side, and you know that's something you want to replace sooner than later. And then you can start looking for other things that are going to work better for you, whether it's because of your style, your figure, or your colors. So those are the three things that you really want to think about as you're evaluating what's in your current closet. Then once you've done a full closet audit and you see what you have left, you can make a list of, okay, here's what I know I need. Here's what's either missing, what I know I want to replace. You have to make a shopping list. It's like going to the grocery store without a list. You're going to buy all the junk that you don't really need, or the stuff that just looks great in the moment. And then you're going to get home and say, oh, I forgot all the things I need to actually make dinner tonight. So it's the same when you go shopping. If you don't go prepared, if you don't have a list of what you need at the forefront, you will get easily sidetracked by all the things, or you'll feel overwhelmed and you won't want to do it at all. So it's way easier to go to the mall or go look online when you have a list of, okay, I know I'm looking for this exact type of pant. I know this silhouette's going to look good for me. I know I want to add this color to my wardrobe. I know I need it to be functional for these types of events. It's way easier to narrow in on what you want and what you need when you have that in mind. So you've got to have a list. You got to figure out where the gaps are in your wardrobe and then fill those first. Once you've gotten everything on your list, then you can bring in a few fun pieces if you have extra wiggle room in your budget, or if you just want to celebrate, like, hey, my wardrobe's feeling really complete this season. I'm going to treat myself and get that beautiful necklace just because, or I'm going to buy that, you know, trendy purse just to feel really ahead of the curve this season. You know, then you can start to have a little bit more fun, but you've got to cover your basics first. That way, when you go to get dressed, you know that you actually have what you really need.
Oh, okay. That's great. That's such a solid foundation. And because that just, even that last piece you said there, like, hits home, where it's like, when I've been missing some of those pieces, or like whatever, you know, all throughout, it's like, it sucks. It sucks when you, and I think so many women struggle with that when they're like, just getting up for their day and they don't have clothes or things that fit or they feel good in. And then that causes like the shit show spiral of thoughts. And then they don't want to even go work out because they feel like crap already mentally because they weren't even able to put on clothes they love and feel good in. So it's like that right there, foundation basics. And now I have like several notes from that of like questions, that follow-up questions. So
sure.
One is like, kind of a fundamental concept. I feel like that probably happens in this process. Like it sounds like, oh, ba-doop, ba-doop, ba-doop. But in real life, when we're actually implementing that and we have feelings about our wardrobe and ourselves and all of this, it can be kind of messy, I'm sure. Just like when somebody's just starting to work out and it might not actually feel good. They might be a little sore. They might feel like crap a little bit initially. Like it takes, or they might realize, I actually don't like going to the gym. I want to do something else. And then they're great. Now I have to. So it's just that journey, I feel like, that anyone is going to go on, where it's like, we all want the thing now, right? Like we want to just have my signature capsule now, like instead of doing the work. Because the way you just put it out felt like very simple and easy. But I'm like, I'm sure there's going to be like, this is going to take more than a few days or more than a few weeks to really get this done in your life. So how would you tell someone to like give, like hold the space for this to not just be like an A to Z, like this is going to be so like simple and perfect, but like, listen, this is going to be a little messy and you're going to might feel like crap doing this at times. Like how do they keep going to get to that like having that signature capsule?
I am so glad that you asked this question and brought this up, because I did make it sound like boop, 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 check, 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 done, perfect wardrobe. I walk women through this process over a 90-day program. It takes time. And even at that, sometimes there's still things that they want to continue working on and developing. It is not an overnight thing. So number one, be patient with yourself. Another really important thing is don't take shortcuts. Just like with the gym, right? Like you've got to figure out what is going to work best for you. Don't, please, I beg you, do not start running to Pinterest and Googling capsule wardrobes and start copying what everybody else is telling you to do. That is a shortcut that is not going to get you the wardrobe you actually want. You have to do the work to check in with yourself and figure out what is true for you. Because there's so many done for you capsules and color palettes and things like that out there. And it's very tempting to just want to take the shortcut and the easy way and say, oh, okay, well, I'll just do what everybody else is doing and then I'll feel great. But no, you won't, because it might not actually work for your life. It might not really be true to your style. You might get bored with those colors. Like you really need to take the time and be on the journey and enjoy the journey. Have fun with the process. It's all about exploring who you are and what you love and how you want to show up and celebrate your own beauty. And so I think another thing that's really helpful is to talk to yourself like a friend. It can be really easy for us to be critical about ourselves, especially when we're doing things like evaluating what flatters our bodies. Well, you know what? We all have things we don't love about the way that we look. That's being human. Nobody's perfect. We all have some insecurities. What I want to encourage you is don't get hung up on that. Maybe say, okay, this is something I really don't necessarily love about myself, and I can look for ways to downplay that or camouflage it through my clothing a little bit, but focus instead more on what you do want to celebrate and highlight. Even if you have to turn to a friend and say, hey, I'm really struggling with this today. I'm not feeling good about anything. What would you say are some of my better features? Like your friends would be so quick to hype you up. And I want you to get to the point where you can do that for yourself and where you can speak kindly to yourself and show yourself grace, because your wardrobe has become the way it is over probably decades, and it's not going to transform overnight. So you've got to be patient, be kind to yourself, and try to enjoy the process of figuring out what you really love. That's how you're going to actually get to a wardrobe that works well for you and you're excited about every morning, rather than just copying somebody else's, like, okay, here you go. This may or may not be really relevant to what you need.
Yes. Oh, okay, good. I'm so glad you said that, because I think people just need to hear that. And that's so funny, because like the no shortcuts totally reminded me of, like, I was like, oh, this is like when people try to do like the whole 30 or like the keto diet or like the beach body, name your ex diet. And it's like, it's a cookie cutter for the masses like plan. And it's like, but that's not for you. You could take that and then meld it and, you know, and see what works for you within that. But people generally don't do that, right? Just like the Pinterest capsules. It's like, you've got to do the work and figure out what diet works for you, what workouts work for you, what style works for you. And it's going to be, it's not just going to be this, you know, perfect. I like to think of like, it's like this straight shot, right? Like a graph. And I'm like, it actually looks like this. if you can't see me, it's like our fingers are going up and down wonky, you know? So like, that's how it looks. Yeah. And I think just knowing that is, it's just so powerful, and it's hard to hear until you do it. I get it. But just knowing like this is a journey, like embrace it, have patience, have fun with it.
If I could just share really quickly, I've even made this mistake. So I am not like up here on a pedestal. After I became a mom, I went through a huge wardrobe rut, and I was kind of in survival mode. Like my husband and I were married for 10 years before we had our son. So going from really being independent, career focused, to having a newborn baby and trying to figure out all the things was really overwhelming for me. I didn't really think about my wardrobe for like a solid year. I was just trying to keep myself and this adorable little baby alive. And then when I realized, okay, this, I need to do something about my closet, I didn't even go through my own foundations. Like I know better. And I was looking for the shortcut. And I started looking at all these cute, like stylish mom bloggers and moms on Instagram. And they were all wearing like these beautiful, neutral, like lots of whites and creams and beiges. And I was like, that looks chic. I want to look like that. And so I started buying all these things for my wardrobe. And then maybe 6 months later, I was like, where's all the color? Like I miss color. I need some vibrancy. I need a little drama in here. And I realized, oh my gosh, I did the thing that I tell women not to do. Like I built my wardrobe around what everybody else was doing. So I know it feels so easy, but eventually I promise you're going to get to that point, whether you're doing the whole 30 and that 30 days is up and then you're like, what's next? Or you stop and then weight starts to come back on, or you slip back into old habits, like eventually it's going to burst and you're going to say, oh, I wish I had just done it the right way. So I learned that myself. And I know it's really so helpful to just take the time to do the work. And even if it takes longer, it will be so worthwhile.
Yes. Yes. 100%. 100%. Okay. Oh my gosh. So thinking about that, I was just even thinking about like, in that process, when you do go, people start to go shopping. And I feel like that can be a kind of daunting process. Okay, you know your colors, you know your style, you're ready to like do the shopping part. And this is like, I feel like this, like people take this for like your general day-to-day style and for your workouts, because it's going to be the same process, essentially. Your workout wear, I should say, like your workout style. But like shopping-wise, like tell us maybe your tips and tools where like, I just think that's a daunting process. It can be expensive. So shopping and how you budget, because I think people might be like, well, I can't just go get a whole new wardrobe. Wouldn't that be great? And it's like, well, hold on, like, hold on a second here. Like, so tell us, yeah, give us some tips and tools for the like shopping and budgeting part of this.
Yeah, I would say 90 to 99% of women can't just go out and buy a whole new wardrobe. If you can, like, amazing, have so much fun with that. But for most of us, it's like, okay, now we got to take that shopping list that we made and prioritize it. Which pieces feel the most urgent or essential to your wardrobe, put those at the top. And then also look at, okay, what is my overall budget for this season? Then from there, you can start allocating those funds according to what is most important for you and realizing I might not be able to get everything on this list right now. This might be something that takes me a year or a couple of years to work towards. So that's why you really need to think about what things am I going to get the maximum value out of. So what I want you to do is kind of figure out the cost per wear. Which pieces can you use most in your life? That's going to, you know, help you really figure out what is going to be the best use of the funds that you do have. So rather than buying something just for a one-off event that you have this season, it might be better to put that money towards a workout set that you can wear every single week, you know, and maybe you have less but better. So maybe instead of buying 10 workout outfits, you're getting two that you really love, that you feel amazing in. Even if that means, okay, maybe I'm doing a little more laundry for now. I'd rather you have less things that hit all of those checkpoints of being in your best style, looking great on your body, being in a good color for you, than just settling to have more things to fill up your closet, if that makes sense. So that's one thing to remember. And then of course, you might not find all the things that you want in that season either. I know I have a couple things on my own shopping list right now that I've been having a hard time finding, and it's okay. Like I'm going to keep looking for those pieces. I'm not going to settle. I'm going to wait till I find the right thing. So again, it's a process, being patient, that, you know, stores might not have exactly what you need all the time. So you gotta be patient about that. And then also kind of figure out whether you prefer shopping online or in stores. There's pros and cons to both. If you're going to go shopping in stores, I really encourage you to wait for a day that you're feeling good. Like, don't go on a day when you're about to get your period and you're bloated and you're cranky and you didn't sleep well and you're just feeling horrible. Like, it's not going to go well. Set yourself up for success. Go when you have energy. Like, eat a healthy meal before you go. So you have, like, it's kind of like running a marathon if you're going to do a big shopping outing. So set yourself up for success in that way. Wear comfortable shoes. Be ready to go. Bring a friend who's going to empower you through the process if that's helpful. And then, of course, just stay true to that shopping list. Don't be swayed by salespeople that might really mean well and want to make recommendations for you. But you got to trust your own intuition and keep your eye focused on what you actually need. And then if you're going to shop online, in a lot of ways, that is easier because you can just search for the actual pieces of clothing that you need. If you know that you want like a new pair of wide leg, you know, high rise jeans, you can put that in and see what comes up. So it's a little easier to find more selection. And then if you are going to shop online, read reviews, see what people are saying about the fit, the feel of the fabric, make sure you're doing some homework, buy from trustworthy retailers. There's a lot of shady, weird companies out there now. So make sure that you're not like throwing your money away from, you know, Instagram ads and places that aren't really legit and going to send you good quality clothing.
So good. So good. And I'll like from that, even like, even when I think about when I'm shopping, cause like I'm human just like all of you guys, right? Like where I'm like, I have to find and go to multiple different stores and spots. And I'm going to like speak to like workout clothes specifically type now where I'm like in that style of like that capsule of what I'm wearing, like I struggle to find shorts. And that is like my season of style right now. I used to do the capris and the crops and that, and even full leggings. I'm like a shorts girl in the gym right now and have been for the last couple of years. I love it. Also love my legs. So probably makes sense, right? Like, but I do struggle to find it. It's not like I think sometimes when people think of like you, oh, you could just find your stuff so easy, right? Or like me, like, cause I'm in health and fitness, like, oh, you just go into a store and everything fits you and it works. And it's like, actually, no, like I don't just walk into a store and workout clothes just fit me because of my size or because it's like, so I just want everyone to know, like, I'm sure Heather struggles too. I struggle too. It is not just like it's a journey even in the shopping land where like I will go to Target and sometimes they have the things and I love some of their activewear. And sometimes there's a dry season and I don't buy anything from them for 6 months. Sometimes I go to Lululemon and they have stuff that fits me and feels good. And other times I go to Amazon and I try their sports bras and their shorts. So it's like, there is multiple, I have like my own list. I don't have it written out, but I just know by these days, like Lululemon, like I don't like Athleta. Like I've tried them and it's one season I did, but in general, that's just not my style and vibe anymore. So I even do Walmart, y'all. Like check out Walmart. I've like Target, find those. H&M is a big one for me, TJ Maxx, but I kind of have my list. So where like when I'm doing my little shopping day, and that is so clutch because like every once in a while, I think I've tried to go when I felt shitty and I'm like, what am I doing to myself right now? You go when you feel like you're best, you know, you're like, oh God, I look good today. And
yeah, go on the good hair day. Make sure you're feeling good before you leave the house.
And that is, and it's kind of this little marathon where it's like, okay, I hit up H&M at the mall there or whatever else is at the mall. And then I go across the street to TJ Maxx and then I go down the street to Target. And it's like, I hit all those up and I may not walk away with anything or I may walk away with one piece. So just in that, like I wanted to share in my sense of like, this is always a journey for everyone and what it looks like. I will say too, with the shopping piece, something like you said, like the company, I do like to keep that in mind, which is why I love Target and Amazon because I'm like, you can return stuff there so freaking easy. So like if you get home or you order it online and it doesn't fit, it's like you can get your money back and easily return it versus like, no offense, but like Walmart, that thing's got to be a love because I don't know about waiting in line or what that process looks like with someone in the return stand, But I know at Target and Amazon or some other reputable places, I can just return that thing like that if it doesn't work. So I keep that in mind too for the ease of it.
Nordstrom is another one of my favorite retailers because they will return like almost anything, almost anytime. Like I have crazy stories about things that Nordstrom has taken back for me that I was like, wait, what? I just wanted to find out how to get this repaired or something. And they're like, no, take this new one and we'll replace it. And like, they're amazing with customer service. I love their Zella. They carry the Zella brand leggings and stuff there too, which are fantastic. But I also want to just say really quickly, because you brought up about fit. Don't be attached to a number, like a size that you think you are, because there is crazy inconsistency across brands and even sometimes within a brand itself. I had a pair of jeans that I love. They were just kind of like a looser fit, like leg, and they were amazing. And I was like, I want more like these in different washes. So I had those jeans on, went to the store, got the same size, same style, took them back to the fitting room. The ones I had were like very slightly loose at my waist. I put on the same style of pant and the same size, and I couldn't even zipper it. Like, it don't make up things about yourself if you don't fit in the clothes. It's an issue with the clothes, not an issue with you. And if you're shopping online, you got to take your actual body measurements, and nobody does this, but you need to check the size chart and make sure that it is going to fit to your largest measurement, because it's way easier to have things tailored and taken in versus let out. If you have things come in and you can't even pull them up or, you know, put them over, like, you're going to get frustrated. But if there's a little extra room, there's so much magic that alterations can do to make it fit perfectly to you. Everybody has little differences in their bodies. So let's also be great, like graceful to the retailers that are doing their best to accommodate lots of variation in bodies. You know, I think that they really do the best that they can. And there's so much more inclusive sizing available now, which is fantastic. But don't get frustrated if it takes you a while to find like your perfect brands and fits. And once you do, maybe stock up and buy a couple different pair of that rather than reinventing the wheel. If you find something that works, try to get it in a couple different colors, especially when it comes to like workout clothes. If you find a really great set that you feel amazing in, get all the colors that look good on you if you can.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Absolutely. I'm a fan of that. Like, I think I have 3 shorts from Target from the one season when I was like, oh, these fit, we're doing this. Mm-hmm. I even have 2 blacks so I could have them in the rotation and use them more. And that also, I really liked how you said less but better too, in that way where it's like, I don't actually have a bajillion workout shorts. I don't, or sports bras, or like all the cute little outfits you see like fitness Instagram. I literally probably have like maybe 10 pairs of, and I work out most of the time. You know, there are times when I'm in training season, it might even be twice a day. Like, but I do not have that much stuff. I do not have a ton of shorts or a ton. And even with the leggings, it's only because like, I literally, it's my day job and my workout, right? So like I would, those are like double duty. And like, I have the pair of black leggings. Like I have like 2 pairs of those that I just wash and rotate. I don't have a bajillion of them, even though this is what I do. So like, I think that is really important too. It's like when you find the ones you like, stock up, and less is that, like, you don't need a ton of them. Like, it's okay. We don't all have to have a new outfit every day. You can just rinse and repeat.
Yeah. And sometimes I think we need to put those blinders on, like when we're on social media and things, because you'll see, you know, fitness bloggers and people like that, they do have a new outfit every day. And it's like, number one, they're probably getting sponsors and people are sending them free stuff to promote their brands. Also, unless that is your job and that's important for you, it's not necessary. So don't stress yourself out. It is so okay to rewear the same clothing, even if people see you in it. I wear the same clothes like in a week because work from home and I don't often see people the same day. My husband does that all the time, and I will joke with him like, oh, nice outfit, because he's already worn it the last 2 days when he's gone out for appointments and stuff. Like, it's not a big deal. Save yourself the laundry.
And then there's that. You get the win-win on the end where you're like, that's literally what I think sometimes. I'm like, that sweater's going up because I'm going to wear that later this week.
Unless you're sweating in it a lot, it is better for your clothing to wash it less too. It'll hold up better over time. So don't overwash your clothes unless they're smelly or sweaty.
Right. The workout clothes, a little different, but like your jeans.
Yes.
You could wear those over and over.
I know. Jeans you should wear over and over unless there's a stain or something that needs to be treated.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. Okay. This is so good. I feel like we have so much. Okay. One more thing I was going to share. I just made a note of too, where it's like in this process of finding your clothes and your style, I don't know if you do something like this too, Heather, but like I call it the love game, where like maybe I do see something at Lululemon that I really love and want, or wherever it is, Tarte, like wherever it is. And I'm like, ooh, you, but it's not in my budget for that month. Or I'm kind of like you've maybe done the shopping and it hasn't turned out right in the end. We've all done that where we buy the piece on an impulse and then it's not actually for us. So what I do is I play the love game. So I'm like, if I see the piece and I am still thinking about it days later or weeks later, I know it's meant for me. And it's like, it is something that to come home with me. And if it's not, well, then obviously you just forget about it. So that's my other little tool that I use where I'm like, I'm going to play the love game on this one.
I love that so much. I love the love game. I do that, but I've never heard that expression. And if you created that, like, that's genius. I might steal it from you, but I'll give you full credit. But that's brilliant. And yes, so you can do that online too. What I recommend is I always have my clients create, like, I'm a huge Pinterest user. That is the best free wardrobe planning resource. If you're not a Pinterest person, you got to get on there because you can create style mood boards. You can pull outfit inspiration. You can build out your own wardrobe on there and create an outfit library. You can pin things to a shopping wish list. So if you're even shopping online, I would pin whatever you feel like you love and need to have to like a window shopping board, right? You can hold it there for a couple of days, come back and revisit if you're still just as excited about it, if you still feel like you have a need for it, if you know it will work with a couple of other things in your wardrobe, absolutely buy it. But give yourself that time and space, especially if you know that you are a habitual impulse shopper. You've got to start training yourself to give yourself a little breathing room because it can be so easy to like feel like, oh, I need this thing right now. And we are in an instant gratification culture, so it can be really hard to wait for the things that you want, but it is really good to just take a little space, a couple days, even a week if you need to, and then come back to it. And sometimes people are like, well, what if it sells out? It's selling fast. Like you said, Samantha, then it wasn't meant for you. Like things that are meant for you will not pass you by. So if you are really meant to have that thing, it will be ready when you're ready.
Yes. Oh my God. I'm so glad you said that last piece because I absolutely agree. That's how the game is played. Like it's just like someone buying a house, right? Or something. And you're like, oh, but it slipped through. And it's like, well, that wasn't meant to be your house then. Like, and most people can kind of start to accept that. It's the same way here.
Yeah. My husband and I were looking at houses for 3 years and that was always my mindset, like this or something better. And now we're under contract on like the most perfect house, best situation that we could have ever put together. And it's like, I knew all those things that didn't work out before. It was okay. That wasn't what was in our plan. So.
So good. So good. Yeah. Okay. We are like, I know we're like getting at time here. So I want to make sure like, so I would love for, you know, we went through a lot. You gave a lot of tips and tools here. And I feel like some great foundations for people to start and to get on their journey. But I would just love like, if I missed anything or if there's anything like any principles of yours, like you really wanted to share and we didn't get to go over, or just anything at all that you want everyone to hear or know, as far as their style journey.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like we really covered all of it because I'm all about buying less, shopping smarter and building a wardrobe you love. And I think we really touched on all of those key pieces, right? And it's really just so much more about being intentional and taking the time like we talked about. And I think maybe we should say, because I feel like this probably fits with a lot of your people, Samantha, is like if you are on a weight loss or health journey, don't wait until you hit that goal to do something about your wardrobe. Because if you start taking little steps to do even just some of the homework like we talked about, like taking the style quiz and figuring out what your best colors are, if you can start doing and implementing a little bit of that now, you're going to feel so much more confident on that journey. So I do want you to feel empowered to show up at your best today and stop waiting for something else before you take action on those goals. If you want to be more confident, I really think that's a selfless choice, because when you show up at your most confident, you're able to focus out on others instead of being caught up in your own insecurities and, you know, kind of worrying what everyone's thinking of you. And are they noticing this thing about your body that you don't love? When you are finding clothing that makes you feel great, you can just show up and be fully engaged and present with the people in your life. So it's not a selfish thing to take time to do this. It really will ripple out into all the areas of your life in such a powerful way. So I guess the thing I would love to leave people with is don't wait. There's also lots of things you can do now to buy clothing. There's clothing swap programs. There's some different brands that will let you trade in clothing that you've purchased for the next, like a different size within a year. Sometimes there's no limit on that. You just have to buy it within that category of clothing from the brand. So start researching like size swap programs. You can just rent clothing for now, you know, in the size that you need, and then send it back and adjust as your size might change. So there's lots of ways to make it work and feel good today.
I love that. Thank you so much for sharing that. It's like, it's so empowering. I feel like to be in that space when someone can come at getting dressed for their workout specifically now, or in talking about that, is like, it is a literal game changer. Like, and to feel empowered that you don't have to stay stuck. You don't have to feel like shit before you even step in to your gym, your run, whatever it is. It's just so empowering. So like, rewind, listen to that again. Do not wait, y'all. Do not wait. And I will just even speak to that where like, I made a post the other day, but I've also like, I've been all the sizes too, where like, even after my first babe, when I lost my baby weight, which came off like with no problem, I actually got smaller after that. So like, I had to buy some clothes that were smaller than my original size. And then now I've gained so much muscle and some other weight that like I was, you know, and just for reference, this is not like anybody, whatever size you are, it doesn't matter. But like from a 4'6" in Lululemon to like a 6'8" to now I'm like an 8'10". I don't even want to mess with the eights. And like, I don't have a problem with that because I love my body and I'm going to get even bigger and thicker. And I want that. And that's my personal goals and where I'm at. But like, I don't have clothes then that like fit me from this transition. And now I'm trying to get bigger. So I don't even want to buy my same size. I want to buy something that's going to give me room. And that's where I'm looking for the shorts. But like, just to know that like, if I put on a pair of that size 4 or 6 shorts and saw myself in them, I've done it when I was in the transition time, I would feel like not good at all because they don't fit. And guess what? Mm-hmm. When that happens, I don't feel like going for the epic run or the workout at the gym and showing up in front of other people. No.
Right.
But when I have clothes that fit and I feel good in, even me, that's how I show up at the gym and that's how I show up at my runs. So I just wanted to share that too. And very like this is all of us. And like, it's find the clothes that truly fit. Cause I promise you will also like show up for yourself and your healthy habits and your workouts. And then you will lose the weight when you start to do those habits and those healthy choices. So start with like feeling good in the clothes you're in now. Yeah.
Amen. So
Amen. Right? Yeah. Okay. Oh my gosh, Heather, this was so great. Okay. So tell everyone, where can they find you? Where can they follow you? I know they're gonna like hop on board. So tell them all the things.
Well, my favorite place and where I show up most consistently is my podcast, which, as you already said, is Her Style Podcast. You can find it on any podcast player. I'd love for you to join me over there. I do 2 episodes a week, so I'll be in your ear all the time if you want me to. And there's tons of episodes you can go back and pour through and see what speaks to you. Samantha knows I'm not great about Instagram, but I do check DMs there. So if you have any follow-up questions, I'm so happy to connect with you personally and answer those. You can find me at Heather Riggs Style. And if you want to take that free personal style quiz we talked about a whole bunch, you can do that at herstylellc.com/quiz. I'm sure Samantha will give you all the links if you need them in the show notes.
I will put all of that in the show notes for sure. Thank you so much, Heather. Super appreciate this. I think this is super powerful for starting the year and for empowering so many other women and men on like, let's go on this journey and like, let's do it. Don't wait.
Thank you for having me and opening up this conversation. I had so much fun with you.
So good. Thank you.